the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us to share in our daily inspiration, to encourage, to inspire, and be a blessing one to another. Another week, another topic. Our topic this week is the power of contentment. We're going to look at what the scripture says about contentment. Contentment is the ability to be satisfied with what God has given you, to be satisfied with the situation that God has caused you to be in. Realizing that the Lord is your shepherd, you can be contented with what He is doing in your life. And contentment happens when we release ourselves completely to God. And we know that there is nothing that happens in our life by mistake, but God is in absolute control of all commas, of all full stops, and of all questions that are taking place in our lives. Of course, we are living at a time when people are discontented. One of the major causes of discontentment in life is the way we compare ourselves with others. We forget that God never created uniformity. We are going through life and we are going to have different experiences because we are different. We are not the same. God has gifted us differently. Many other times we feel tempted to see what God is doing in the life of another person, what is happening in the life of so and so. And so you become discontent. You discontented. You feel like what God has given you is less compared to what God has given others. This week, we're going to see that there is a lot the scripture has to say regarding the ability to be contented with what the Lord has given you, because God understands you better than you'll ever understand yourself. And there is nothing that happens in your life by mistake. And of course, the beginning point of all this is the scriptures in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6. Paul was writing to his protege, Timothy, and that is what he tells. This is what he told him. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into the world, and we can take nothing out of it. Paul is reminding Timothy that whatever you have, is God who has given you. Contentment, being satisfied with what God has given you, being satisfied with what is happening in your life, knowing that you are a different sheep with different requirements, and whatever God is doing in your life is informed by His wisdom, the way He created you, because He knows what you require, what you need, not only now, but even your entire life. And so the first thing is realizing that everything I am is God who is making me. And that is what we call godliness. Godliness is the ability to understand that you are the clay, He is the potter. It is the Lord who is doing the work in your life. You're not making yourself. Every person the Lord called told them, I will make you. Abraham, I will make you. Your son Isaac, I will make you. Ishmael, even himself, I will make of him. When it comes to the disciples, follow me and I will make you. Godliness is understanding that you cannot make yourself. It is God who makes us. It is God who determines our experiences through the journeys of life. It is God who determines the things that we interact with, the people that we meet, where we stay, and the things that surround us. And therefore, my brother and my sister, we can be contented. When we know that there is nothing that happens in our life by mistake, when we know that we brought nothing into the world and we can take nothing out of it, and everything we have, it is God who has given us. When somebody joins my organization as a new employee, I will give them a laptop. Maybe I will give them a phone. I will give them everything they require. I will give them a desk. I will give them a chair. It does not mean that those things are theirs. They're just stewards. The time they are there, yes, they are. The time they're in the organization, those things are theirs to use, to make use of. But you should not start comparing yourself with so-and-so has this, so-and-so has this. What are you doing with what God has given you? To some, one talent, other two talents, another three talents. But you know, something he gives according to our ability. And that is why we need to train ourselves on the need to be contented, the power of contentment, knowing that God understands us and knows us better than we'll ever understand or know ourselves. It makes it possible for us to release ourselves to God and know that nothing happens in our life is a mistake. Our God and King is in absolute control. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for speaking to us and reminding us that there is power in contentment. There is power in agreeing with your judgment regarding what our lives entails, knowing that we can never make ourselves. It is you who makes us. You have reminded us that godliness with contentment is the greatest form of wealth we can ever have. And I pray for my brother and my sister in whatever situations they are going through. By the power of your eternal spirit, you will grant them the grace and even the ability to find contentment in you, knowing that you shepherd us and you guide us. And what we need for today, you have provided. And what we need for tomorrow, Lord, you will provide. We are grateful for speaking to us. In Jesus' name, we pray this and we believe. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. My brother and my sister, I'm so grateful for you sharing your time with me, taking your time to post those comments, like those messages in our WhatsApp number. Thank you for sharing this message out there to be a blessing to someone else. May God refresh you, and may God continue showing himself strong on your behalf. And remember, contentment with godliness is the greatest gain we can have in life. You are blessed and you are a blessing. Have yourself a fantastic day ahead. And thank you so much. God bless you.